The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey.
No, wait.
So, hey, everyone. You're on the Forget About It show. Yeah, so.
With Penny Lathan and Celebrity Pizza Guy. We have a great guest today, Brad Server. That is Curly's grandson from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, he's.
And wait till you hear this gentleman. He's a professional. He's a laugh. He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
And also, Celebrity Pizza Guy is where we've been, what we've been doing, and what we're all about. And also, we're also going to do the Celebrity Pizza Guy recipe of the week and my nutritional fact of the week. So what do you think? You think today's been a good day?
Today's been a long day. It's been a long day for the past 3 weeks.
No, well, that's a big forget about it. I'll tell you, I've been working on this magazine for Eric Zulli and Easy Way.
Our deadline is midnight tonight.
Yeah, we're going to push the button.
Oh, you have to. Yeah. Got to get it done.
That's almost like the guest.
90 pages of a magazine.
Yeah, well, let's.
It's hard to create when the first time you do it.
Yeah, well, it's I don't know about first time, but it's definitely a time.
It's our first time.
It is our first time together. You know, he's actually been pretty good at it. He sits on the sideline while I do all this stuff. And
then she asks for my opinion.
Yeah, I do. I ask
for
her
opinion. And I have to say, change color or do that. And put that picture over here and put that over there.
Yeah, he's just the orchestrator.
He's a good one.
So
I'm living and learning.
Yeah, well, you know, he's learning with me.
Pretty soon
sure.
I'm going to be an editor of my own magazine, which is coming up in a...
We're going to be doing the CPG magazine, which is a food, drink, and wellness magazine. And, you know, after this one, forget about it. Well, that'll be just a push-button type of thing.
And then in May,
we've got all kinds of stuff happening. But anyways, getting on to our Forget About It news, we have a whole bunch of stuff going on up here in Northern California, which is where we come and hide. And, you know, but it's really amazing how things just keep happening in Northern California. And so we have the dam in Oroville it's another story that's made the country news that the ground has separated. It broke the dam. We had lots of spillage. There's lots of spillage. Yeah, I guess that's
an
understatement. Huh?
You mean billions of gallons of water coming
just a
over
few.
The dam
yeah,
that
you know.
Went down and broke the dam and then
broke the dam. That's
destroyed
right.
the runway of the dam where they have to put billions of rocks now to recreate it and to stabilize it. And
you think he was a dam builder. Anyway.
24 hours nonstop of trying to put it back together.
That's right. And how many people did they evacuate from that town?
200,000.
God, can you imagine all those people on
Not
one freeway?
Not that town. It was four towns.
But can you imagine
four towns?
That'd be like being in Los Angeles, you know?
Best
really,
blood.
Honestly, because there's just so many, and you, what you guys don't understand is when you get up north and you're in these,
everything
these
goes downhill.
Small towns, you know, where the communities are really small. When you get that many cars on the road, I mean, it just shuts everything down. They just sit there for hours.
Well,
and
I mean, they closed cities. I mean, they closed businesses.
Right, everything.
Everything was closed. So these businesses didn't have no business because they cleared the towns out. So they lost a lot of money.
Either that, or they would be like oceanfront property or something. Anyway, no.
Oceanfront property.
Oh, my. Anyway,
they would be.
So we just have lots of action up here, and it's unfortunate for those people, and we just want to say a little prayer for them and hope they get back in their homes.
They are in their homes now.
Yeah, I know they're in their homes. That doesn't mean
for
they're
now.
Gonna stay.
For now.
Because they still got it.
Depends
so what
on the
doing?
Weather.
So the other thing they're doing is they're putting boulders by helicopters
into
this
crevice. They also drained a lot of water out of the dam. I mean, out of the lake.
The lake
out of
down
the
there,
dam.
Yeah.
so that it can be, so that now it's at the level where it can go over and crest over the dam. So now they're in good shape. And they're still releasing hundreds of thousands of gallons of water.
Yeah, and we are up here, too. I mean, you can't even go past the bridges without seeing all this water running
over. Well,
Shasta
Dam, we're 5 minutes from us, is Shasta Dam. And,
right, which is where L.A. gets
released,
their water.
And that's where they've been releasing tons of water. But that dam there is, like, it's unbreakable.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's hope it is. I know that it's a pretty sturdy thing.
If it does go, it's on the other side of us.
Yeah, right. Well, let's hope it is. Let's hope we're up on higher ground, that's for sure. Well,
we're on lower ground, but it's on the other side
we
of
do
us.
We do have two boats here, so we could
be
okay. We might be visiting you guys down in Los Angeles. Anyways.
We'll be riding the wave.
Anyway, so we're going to, this is a rare moment today.
Really must be laughing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Brad's an awesome guy. I can't talk to him without laughing. Anyways, we're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to bring our awesome guest on, and we'll talk to you in a minute.
Give me a great show. God, you're cracking up.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we do it the easy way, that's for sure. And
we're going to have Eric Zoe.
Let me tell you something. Well, here's the deal. We are represented by EasyWayPromotions.com, who's worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Akon, and several A-list celebrities like Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. And he's personally orchestrated several A-list events and is now working with several, I remind you, A-list celebrities, Fortune 500 executives from top corporations around the world. And this magazine we're doing is amazing. But, he's an amazing man who has just, he's like a Pied Piper, actually. And so we want you to, if you want to get a hold of him, you want to go to ericzuley.com, and that's Z-U-L-E-Y. And Eric, how are you?
Okay, all right. What's going on, everybody? I think you missed a couple zeros there, Penny. Several?
I did.
Add a couple
did
zeros
I?
Under yeah. that one, but
you missed a couple zeros.
I love your guys' show. You're doing so well, and I am the owner of Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. Hey, everybody. It's the Forget About a Show. I just wanted to say shout out to my boy Curly's grandson, Brad. He's funny as heck. You guys are gonna love this show, but. I've done a lot of the intros for you guys, and at one point, I have to say,
forget about it.
I'm not doing the intros anymore. All right, y'all introduce Mr. Brad, Curly's grandson. Enjoy the show.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, there, Mr. Eric Z.
Yeah, no kidding. And,
so our intro
let me
is.
Sorry, you can tell a little bit, but I'm going to tell a little bit because we want to do
come
this.
Come on, let's get him going.
So you know what. Our next guest, our special guest, is a descendant and grandson of a movie icon who was one of three of the funniest men in history. And, you know, that's a big forget about it. I mean, or not forget about it. We want to bring him on. We want to tell you all about him. And what do you got to say about him?
I watched his grandfather every Sunday.
I know. I grew up, too, with him. So, anyways.
And Curly made me laugh every day.
We want to introduce Brad Server. How are you, Brad?
Hi, fellas. Lady. And this is Zoe. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey.
I'll tell you.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
So how you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. I want to personally thank Eric. Of course, he's the one that introduced us. So I want to thank Eric, and I want to thank both of you for having me on your show, and thank your listeners. I want to thank my parents and my grandparents for having relations, because without that, none of this would be possible.
That's absolutely right. That's true.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's
going to that lobster. Without that lobster Alfredo pizza that you had.
Oh, yeah. And I remember you're allergic to seafood. Is that what you said that day? And look at you. You said it's an Eric Zulli pizza. I got to take a bite.
Well, I pulled through. I did go to the ER for a couple of days, but it was worth it because it was a big event, and you guys are wonderful. And it was probably one of the best-tasting pizzas I've ever had.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's pretty talented, I will say that. You know, celebrity pizza guy. He just knows what he's doing. So let me ask you something. You know, every time we talk to you, it's so entertaining. And, you know, we really want to know all about you. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, where were you born and raised? Where actually are you from?
I was born in the San Fernando Valley, but shortly, I think when I was three, I moved to Pacific Palisades in California. So
really?
I was very lucky.
That's beautiful.
Early 70s. I mean, it was just the perfect time. I mean, I wish we could all go back to that time, because not only was the music great, but everything was great. But so raised in Pacific Palisades, then lived in San Diego, California for about 3 years. And then unfortunately my father passed away, and then I moved to the San Fernando Valley, where I moved back in with my mother, and that's kind of where everything has taken place since then.
So where did you go to school?
I went to school at Chatsworth High School in Chatsworth,
did
California.
Did you really? Okay.
I did.
That's a really nice place. Well, actually,
I wasn't an overachiever. I mean, I won Space Case and Class Clown like every year. You would expect
that.
I'm sure you did.
Forget about it.
Hey, Brad.
Forget about it.
You began your love for music and theater at a young age, watching your older brother, Darren, perform.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about the story that makes it so kind of interesting, intriguing, and kind of just out there is my brother, my sister, and I, we at 3 and 4 years old, we were doing musicals for the family. We were doing Rodger and Hammerstein musicals were our favorite.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just performing. And my brother was a self-taught piano player and just all this talent. And you probably would expect that coming from, you know, being bred of the Three Stooges and having the Howard bloodline. But actually, for the first 8 years of my life, I had no idea that I was even Curly's grandson. We weren't even told at that point.
Really?
That's a big forget about it.
Forget about it. Yeah, that's what I say. Forget about it.
And then you learned to play drums, and you loved to jam with your friends.
Yeah,
rock,
I think
music.
I think it all comes naturally. Our fathers and mothers leave us certain characteristics and music. Laughter, being able to play instruments, and all of that kind of stuff has just come naturally, and it's a blessing. And I've truly met some wonderful people over the years because of it.
Hold on. Don't go there yet.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait. That's the bullet point.
Now, this may have been influenced by a great friend of yours, Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses.
Absolutely.
And your mom.
That was a great story too. So, you know, in the times where my father passed away and I moved in with my mother, you know, there was a big change from living by the beach, losing my father, moved to the valley. I didn't know what I was going to do and have friends, so I rented a drum set. All of a sudden, this kid came over, knocked on the door, and said, "Hey, I live down the street. Here you playing.
Cool
love
that?
To check you out." We became great friends. He hadn't really played drums in a band yet, but he, you know, was playing. He came and lived with us for about 6 months. And, you know, he'd get a job by cymbal, by this, by that. My mom would be like, "Steven, you need to apply yourself. You can't be buying drums. You need to do work. You need to do this." And he kept saying, "I'm going to be a rock and roll drummer. I'm going to be a rock and roll drummer." Well, shortly after that, about 6 months later, my friend Steve called me up and said, "I got a gig at the Troubadour." And me and my best buddy went and checked it out. And at the bottom of the marquee with all the big names, at the bottom it says, "Opening act, Guns N' Roses." So
wow.
This kid that had the desire and the dream and the set that I'm going to be a rock and roll drummer, I'm going to be a rock and roll drummer, he did it. And that's a testament for all the listeners out there and anyone out there that has a dream. If you put your mind to it and your heart is in it, you can do anything in this world. And that's amazing.
You're absolutely right there. That
if
is.
You put your heart and soul into it, you can do anything you want. That's what we're doing now.
You can even stop the spillage with the big boulders. I heard you earlier, the spillage.
With a helicopter.
That's good.
I love it.
So, besides having a resemblance to your grandfather, you also love shocking whomever you encounter with humor and infectious personality.
Yeah, that comes naturally, actually. So the story, because my mother had a new father, because my grandfather died when she was very young, so I didn't even know, like I said, I didn't know I was Curly's grandson for quite a while, but it was instinctually in me to just be the life of the party, to just you know, I could walk into a restaurant later in life and just all of a sudden just do some Jim Carrey thing or just some crazy stuff and have the whole room just silence and everyone look at me. And then they'd like go, "What was that?" And then everything like carries on, like the music just starts up again. So that kind of behavior, it kind of came naturally just to get a reaction out of people. Like my grandfather who did it for work, I did it simply because it felt natural, and I wanted to see how far I could push the bar, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that in your personality.
Well, you didn't fall far from the family tree, that's for sure.
No, you do pretty good, actually.
So you've been inside sales. What kind of sales are you in?
I wouldn't say I'm much of a salesman other than I do extremely well, but that all comes with just developing relationships. I sell and design cable systems and satellite systems for a company that delivers products to, you know, DirecTV and Dish Network. But it's really all about, I've been doing it for 35 years, and it really was about establishing relationships and people trusting you. And I just kibitz. I just say, women buyers call me up, and I'm like, I start going, "So what are you wearing today?" And right then they're like, "Okay, I don't even know what I don't even care what it costs. You get the order." So it's really all about relationships. Sales is about relationships, and if you're gonna last in the business, you really have to set yourself apart. And personality and trust and all that is it's what makes me.
There you go.
You go, girl.
So, you have a beautiful daughter named Elizabeth.
I did. Thank you
very
much.
Great granddaughter of Curly Howard.
That's right, Elizabeth Elaine Server. She's 16.
Wow.
And I do have. I'm in my truck right now, and there is a shotgun that's in a holder that I haven't had to use yet. She's a gorgeous girl.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's beautiful.
Well, tell her we said hi.
Yeah, tell her we said hi.
I will. I will.
So you have a brother and a sister, Andrea and Darren.
I do. Andrea is the in the middle. My brother is the oldest, and I am the youngest. And my sister lives in Paso Robles, and she has a family, and she's doing well. And my brother really is the one that took the acting genes and the musical talents to the upper level, and he's a musical director in Florida, in Pennsylvania, and has been on Broadway, and he's a not only is he extremely talented, but he's probably almost as funny as me. Are you kidding me? No, I'm serious. I can't believe it. No, really. Could you imagine
wow.
being funnier than me? And talented.
No kidding. No kidding.
No, nobody's funnier than you.
No, man. I'm
hey, no.
I'm get on the phone with you about laughing.
I can't even stop talking about myself.
So let's talk about the Howard let's talk about the Howard, what do you call it, the,
Well, you would, the listeners probably want to know that my mother was Marilyn Elman, which was Curly's first daughter, and that,
correct.
That Curly has two daughters, which is my mom's half-sister, and Curly was actually married three times. My grandmother being
right.
the first, but I had no idea. I thought it was two, and just till about 3 weeks ago when I saw someone post something, and I'm like, wow, at 51 years old, I'm finding stuff about my grandfather to this day. What
I'm looking at the family tree. The family tree just keeps on growing.
Yeah, I like that. Hmm. I like that diagram on your site. That's awesome. The piece of art is awesome, too.
I think so. You know, actually, Mo's son, Paul, who's with us, and the daughter, most of the family is alive and well. My mother's alive and well, but Paul actually is a character writer, and he's an artist, and he wrote that. So Mo's son actually made that
movie
that you're seeing.
Wow. That's so awesome. That's really good.
Yeah.
So so Curly died before you even met him, right?
Yes. Yes, Curly died in 1952 from complications of several strokes,
right.
And I was born in 1965, so never got
wow.
to meet him. But
and then you said that you were eight before
did
you even
did
found
you ever
out.
Did you ever meet Mo?
No, actually, and that's you know the story is my story and our family story is a little bit dark because there was a lot of because we had a new grandfather in the picture. And they knew that, you know, he could never fill the shoes of Curly. We were told not to talk about that. They didn't tell us first for a while, and then we were told not to talk about it. So
Never, actually.
even after I was old enough, and they told me that Curly was my grandfather, I never got the chance to meet Mo and Larry. 1975, I was 10. They were in the motion picture hospital, and I didn't even get a chance to meet them. So. Really, that's one of the darker points that I really wish would have been. I would have loved to give Larry and Mo a hug and say, you know, here I am. I'm your great nephew, great nephew. But that's
yeah.
okay. I mean, the story is still compiling and it's getting better each day. And being on your show is making it number one.
That's right.
You got it, brother.
That's
forget
right.
about
forget
it.
About it. Forget about
Larry,
it.
Larry Fine passed away in January 24th, 1975. And Mo
correct.
Passed away what?
Mo right around the same time frame. They were a little bit before that. So,
yeah.
So I mean, that's kind of the
wow.
catch-22. They didn't want to make my new grandfather jealous, so they didn't tell us for a while. And how it came about was when we first found out is my grandmother took my brother to see Fiddler on the Roof and he just was
great.
Like oh my god after the show he wanted to be an actor and he told my grandma that was the most incredible thing. I want to be an actor when I grow up. And
yeah.
under her breath as she's making a left turn on La Cienega she goes, oh well, your original grandfather was an actor. He was Curly from the Three Stooges.
Wow, that must have dropped the jaw.
Yeah, he came home and told me, and it's like, what are you supposed to do with that? You're supposed to, I was a fan just like every other kid, came home from school, rushed home to watch him, and then, so the next day, I'm supposed to go to school and say, oh, by the way, that's my grandfather? I mean, that's a little that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid.
It's like finding out that you're royalty, you know? I mean, it's just, it is an awkward feeling, I'm sure.
Now, how old were you when that happened?
I was about 8, I believe. And I've been watching The Stooges since I was probably 4 or 5. So
I've been watching The Stooges since I was 4 or 5.
So what's been your journey? What do you feel after finding out about him being your grandfather? What have you been doing, you know, to
pay respect
to him and
So basically, if we fast forward through the childhood and into high school and college, there were still a lot of reservations and watching out for litigation and all that stuff that was going on. So it really wasn't until about 15 years ago when I started to go to the Three Stooges fan club meetings, and I met the fans. You know, I would be at these events and I'd be signing autographs, and these people would be endeared and just be like, thank you so much for doing this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the least that I can do to show tribute to my grandfather and to pay tribute to the Three Stooges fans are the most amazing in the world. I mean, they're diehard fans. And when you're a Stooge fan, you're usually a Stooge fan for life. You don't stop liking them. So I just started going to fan events. Of course, social media, which of course you guys know about and Eric Zulli is the king of. That's really where it really, on a daily basis, you know, people are posting stuff. I try to post stuff and interacting with them and hearing their stories of how the Three Stooges and my grandfather in particular carried them through the toughest times of their life. So that really means something to me. So I'm trying to carry the torch and be the ambassador to my grandfather. And,
that's awesome. That's
you know, the whole, you know, telecommunications and doing the salesman thing, that puts the bacon in the pan, but I'm ready to start doing creative stuff. I want to start putting more video content out. I was just in my first full feature movie, a very small part, but I got the taste of Hollywood. I've been on the red carpet for the 2012 Stooges movie event, and I'm ready for people just to grab their cameras to hit me up and say, we just want to film you being Curly G, which is just a funny guy, and do some skits, and let's make people laugh.
Now, that sounds awesome. Hey, I have a question for you. How did you meet Eric Zulli?
I think it was through social media. I think so we had a mutual friend, and he reached out to me, and we met up for some sushi, and what a great guy.
Yeah,
I know.
Sushi is
does that sound like a cliche? Eric Zulli and sushi? Yes, forget about it.
I don't even think he likes pizza. I think he likes sushi, so I'm creating a sushi pizza for him now.
He likes pizza. Are you kidding? You should have
You
should have seen him that day we met. He goes, he must have ate the whole pie by himself.
He did.
Well, no, I had one piece, but I went into shock.
Well, it's kind of like sushi's like an aphrodisiac, you know? I mean, what are you going to say? So what have you, what you've been doing in the last, you know, 5 years? What do you think's been your primary focus with what you're doing with your grandfather? No, you've been asking him.
Well, I've met some really talented people that do a lot of video content on social media, and I think that's a really good platform to get your creativity out to a broad audience. So, like I said, I did the movie I was in is going to be coming out in a couple months. Had a very small, like I said, it's a small part, but it was the opening scene of the movie. So what an opportunity to be in your first film, but have the opening scene. And then there's another Three Stooges movie coming out. Actually, it's filming in the spring of this year, called The Little Three Stooges, and I have a part in that, and then hopefully I'll be in the next Stooges the second Three Stooges movie with the new cast, and I'm hoping just to touch as many people as I can without actually physically touching them, because that's not very smart. But I just want to make people laugh.
So that's pretty cool that you're getting in on a movie that quick. I mean, you know, well, so where are you going to take it from there?
I'm going to keep doing interviews with you guys. I mean, there must be 100 billion listeners that are going to be listening to this show, and they're all going to want to say, we want Carly G.
We do.
I'm just going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep pushing it out.
Curly G.
Oh, Curly, you're so handsome. You look just like your grandfather. You got a nice bald head.
What?
Yeah.
Just like Nick.
I'm not there yet. I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet. Hey, I got a question now. She took over the show for a little bit.
Took over the show.
So
take over, big boy.
Back in 1982, I hear you were a surfer like Jeff Spicoli.
Ooh.
Well, that was raised in the Palisades and then going to San Diego. The lifestyle in San Diego, what a place. I hope all the listeners, if they ever do get a chance, go visit San Diego, because not only is it beautiful and laid back, but the people are just so warm and they're wonderful.
I was one of those people.
It's just gorgeous. So yeah, I was
beautiful.
Pretty. I mean, I could send you some pictures of when I was younger. I was pretty cool looking, man. I don't know what happened. Now I just look cool, but I'm not cool looking.
Jess Spicoli, forget about it.
Yeah, I try not to do what Jess Spicoli was really big in the Mary Jane thing. You know, I tried to give that up. Can you hold on a second? I got to take a bong. That was adult humor.
There you go.
Forget about it.
So, what are your big plans now for the future? Are you just going to stay with your telecommunications and go forward, or are you looking into
definitely not?
Movie?
Definitely not. I'm going to try to do a lot of video content, and I'm going to try to get discovered.
There you go.
Well, you know,
guess what?
It's good that you're hooked up with Eric Zuli, because he can help. I'm telling you,
he's a big forget about it.
And send you out there and brand you 6 months.
Ow, Brandy,
it's
very painful. Ow, it hurts.
Don't brand me. First of all, you don't need much help to get out there. Your name is already out there. So,
oh, I'm out there, all right.
Cuckoo.
You're out there.
Cuckoo. But
cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Yeah, no kidding. Cuckoo. But there is a lot of stuff that goes with, being in numbers with people that are like-minded and people that see something in you that maybe even you don't see, you know? And I think that's a big part of it. But so let's talk pizza. Let's talk pizza.
Yes.
You know, I think that...
Pizza.
Talk pizza.
Yeah, pizza. And you know, how awesome you want all of our listeners to keep listening. I think that would be right?
Oh, they better be listening, and they better try the pizza. It's the best.
So go ahead, Celebrity Pizza Guy. It's your floor. You're the pizza guy.
I would like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Your segment recipe that you would love of a pizza that you would want me to create for you.
Oh, you mean you're going to make my own celebrity pizza?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, what about the cholesterol? Quiet it down, you numbskulls.
Oh, my God.
This is your Nickster that you love
he's
to call
more like,
me.
He's more like Prankster.
He calls me Nickster.
Yeah, but he's more like Prankster, I'm telling you.
Prankster.
Well, I think this would be an interesting one. I don't think any celebrities ever asked for this. So I'm gonna try this one. And we may have to change it after I say it, but it just came to me. So in a famous Three Stooges short, Moe put Limburger cheese on Curly's chest.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and Curly's,
that. Yeah,
Right. And Curly said, Mo-Larry cheese, Mo-Larry cheese. So maybe we'll call the pizza the Mo-Larry cheese.
The Mo-Larry cheese pizza.
But we will not use Limburger.
No.
We will do something very special. We will pick. I want to come into your kitchen, and I want to develop and film us building this pizza together for the listeners and for the viewers.
That would be awesome. Yes.
Absolutely.
You're on.
I don't want to just throw out a couple
of
cheap cheeses. I want to work with them.
There you go. That would be awesome. You know why? We could use that for my project. Of our pre-telecast of our show to send to the networks.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds.
Oh
like
yeah, and it's
going to
be funny. It's going to be funny too. It's not just going to be.
But
you
know,
let's do a pizza recipe.
The two of you in a kitchen. Are you going to even get a pizza made? I mean, come on,
yeah,
you guys are crazy.
I'm picturing Nick doing the whole thing with the dough, and then all of a sudden the dough is missing, and then you look over and it's on my face and the eyes are cut out, right? I mean, that would be just perfect. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting hungry.
Unless you come from behind me and grab it.
All right, now that we're going back to that adult broadcasting thing again we were talking about earlier. We're not going to do that.
This is
a big forget about it. So, did you tell the listeners how they can get a hold of me, or it's not time for that yet for me to self-illuminate?
Yes.
No, we need. You know what? We could tell them. How about you tell them?
Yeah, you tell them.
You tell us. Tell us what you want to say.
I would love everyone that can when they get a chance to come to my website, which is thegrandstooges.com, just like it sounds. There's some great family photos and history bios of the Stooges. And then, of course,
beautiful
on Facebook. Photos. Facebook, it's real simple. It's Curly's grandson. I try to make it simple for everyone to remember.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there's a page called Curly G. That's pretty easy. And speaking of pizzas and speaking of pies, Nick, did you hear about a certain pie event that happened recently?
113 pies for 113th birthday for Curly.
Absolutely.
That's right. I don't know. I
now,
don't know what came to me, but
when
it was.
When is Curly's 113th birthday?
It was on October 22nd of this last year.
Get out! My birthday.
Get out of here!
24th.
Yes. Yes, October.
No wonder he's such a prankster.
Oh my God,
that's awesome.
So I thought that I would do something to pay back in tribute to my grandfather and the wonderful fans. So I spent the day and the evening going around Hollywood and celebrities' house and places, and I took 113 pies in the face for the 113 years that he would have been. And it was just it was an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. And shortly,
that is so cool.
It's going to be on YouTube and be on the Facebook and all that probably tomorrow. So your listeners may get a heads up on it ahead of everyone else, or they're going to see it. So
no
it's a fun video, and it was like I said, it was great and a blessing.
I just showed her the picture of it. I just showed her the picture
gosh.
Of you with
113
pies in
your face. That is so funny. Oh, my God. And you got the hats and everything on there. Boy, talk about
Time. Nick, I don't know how old your grandfather is. I hope he's still with us, but if he isn't,
how old would he be? My grandfather died before I even met him.
My mom.
Okay, well, how old would he be? How old would he be? Because you might want to take 116 pizzas in the face. That's 113 pizzas.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you need to do now.
No, you got it. He'd be about
you
got to
put some pizzas in the face.
Right
nah.
You got
No kidding.
113 pizzas.
You know, we'll arrange that.
Oh, that's a lot of pizza.
Yeah, we got to let them
pull
off.
That's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of dough.
Absolutely.
Well, my mom is 90. And I'll tell you, there's a lot to be said about people that are up in that age. And, you know, and the ones that are living too, you know. And
All right.
But we're going to do that. We'll do the 100. We'll do whatever it is.
We're gonna bring
Eric next year. I'm gonna try to do it every year. So next year it's gonna be something else.
Eric,
it won't be pie.
Well, that's cool. I think that would be a really good idea. I think having an anniversary special kind of thing. Now,
absolutely.
Eric Dooley wants to come in. He has a few words. He wants to come in
give
us his presence, Eric.
Eric,
you know, I gotta have my. I don't show up anywhere anymore without my theme song.
Forget about it.
I'm just kidding. No, you know, I wanted to pop in because I got a challenge for Mr. Curley's grandson.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for this challenge? You know me, Brad.
I'm ready. Sushi.
Here's my.
What is it?
Here's my challenge. We're gonna play commercial audition. You're gonna do right now.
Okay.
I'm going to count to three. We're all going to be quiet. I want to mute everybody except for you. And you're going to do the best Forget About It show celebrity pizza guy commercial you can possibly do off the top of your head. And potentially some of the companies that know me might hire you for some voiceovers. I'm just saying.
Wow, that's not a lot of pressure. Not at all.
One, two, three.
Hi. I'm Curly's grandson, and I just want to tell you about Forget About It. Forget About It pizza. You know what? You don't want to forget about this pizza, because it's the best pizza you'll ever have. Believe me. Believe my friends. And believe the Lord. Amen. Okay, religion will never go into pizza commercials or Forget About It. I'm so sorry. All right, maybe I just better stick to my videos.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna give you a simple.
I'm gonna give you a simpler one.
Brad,
okay.
I'm gonna give you a simpler one. A filler.
Okay, good job.
So Penny and Nick both have a special segment on the show. One's called Recipe of the Week. And then the
mm-hmm.
other is Nutritional Fact of the Week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we already have Donald Trump's number one, you know, personality, lookalike, impersonator guy doing some stuff. And I think it would be amazing for you to – I think he should do one and you should do the other. So what would you – so if you were to do one that's like an intro to that segment, so like for instance the Recipe of the Week, you could be like, hey, so I can't do it like you do it, but like – it's time for the recipe of the week with Celebrity Pizza Guy, yeah, or whatever, you know what I mean? So
right.
on the count of three. One, two, three.
Hi, it's Curly's grandson. It's time for the recipe of the week with the pizza guy. Yeah. Hey, Ma, I don't think I did it right. Hey, I got to leave.
All right, I'm out of here.
Sorry, I'm getting a little parched.
I just wanted to pop in. Brad, you're the man. I'm going to tell you about our big event we're doing on the 18th, brother. I want you to come as a VIP guest, meet some people, and keep doing it the Celebrity Pizza Guy way, guys. And back to Brad and Nick and Penny, and forget about it.
Thank you, Eric.
That was
hey,
awesome.
That was great. Awesome.
Sorry, I usually do better when I'm wearing a dress.
Yeah.
What about heels?
We've seen that.
Yeah, no, I don't wear heels. You wear flats, honey.
You do it the curly way.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I don't
funny.
Need a script.
You don't need a script. No, you don't.
So you hear the rain. The rain's coming our way. It's coming down here to the Southern California. We're going to have 5 days of rain.
No.
We're
going to
get the,
you know,
we're going to get the spillage.
Spillage from Orville.
And what the heck was that?
Hey.
That was the foghorn from the.
I did not say a bad word. Holy moly. I said spillage.
Oh,
anyway. Are
you sure you're driving in a vehicle with your daughter?
Dude.
Oh, my God.
I was playing Scrabble and I spelled spillage. Spillage isn't a word.
Let's hear a word from your daughter.
Yeah, is your daughter there?
My daughter.
Hi, I'm Charlie's great granddaughter. I'm Lizzie.
My daughter's not with me. I mean, she's with me in my heart and my soul, but she's not physically with me. Although I do have tattoos. So I do have three tattoos, and her name is tattooed on my arms, three places. So she is with me.
Well, that's cool. You never.
You know what? That's dedication.
Her.
That's love. That's family.
You
what are the most
right.
important things?
Right.
Penny and I have talked about this, right?
Yeah.
The most important things are
family.
Our family,
health and family,
our health,
health and family,
our family, our health, and our friends, and everything
Absolutely.
Else can just get washed away in the spillage because
That's
those are things that are important.
About it.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to take care
of our family, love our friends, take care of ourselves so we can be around for all of them, and then keep the laughter alive. Keep on laughing and try not to watch too much TV. I'll just leave it at that unless it's comedy. But it's time for people to laugh more and forget about it.
Hey, I got a question out there to the fans. Anybody want to call in and ask any questions? You got the phone number to call in. Let's go. We have exactly 15 minutes. We have 10 minutes before we have to let him go. So if you'd
dun,
like to ask
dun,
a question, really grab some. Come on, let's go. Call in, people. Let's go. Get some questions rolling here.
So honestly.
We need some call-ins here.
We need some call-ins. No, really, seriously, back on that health issue. I mean, you know, it is a big deal. And I think that when parents want to see us do well or our family wants to see us do well and they don't keep themselves healthy, then how are they going to see what we do in our future? You know, and I think that's a big thing that most people forget. And so they want us to go out there and be successful and live our dream, but it's important for us to be able to enjoy it with them. And I think that that's something that if it's taken away from you, then you don't get to, you know, you're not living the dream the way you could. You know,
absolutely.
And so I think
I agree.
You know, and I think you know, bringing morals and values back into the foundation of everything we do, I think is, you know, which comes back to family, and you know, so I think it's great what you're doing. I think that the tribute that you're making, you know, to your grandfather, is a beautiful thing, and you know, I accommodate you on that. That's really awesome.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, when you get in the kitchen with this guy, you know, it's gonna be like a family thing because that's the way he is. He's 50 years and 45 of those 50 working with your 52 years old, you couldn't do it.
Right. No.
But he. Yeah, and I mean, all he's ever done is family, you know. So everybody that's
right.
gonna come on the show and make their pizzas. I mean, I could just see the two of you, and I mean, it'll be fun watching you guys.
I can't wait.
Yeah, and you'll have to let us know.
No, and it wasn't that there wasn't any fans out there that didn't want to call in. I just found out that the inbound calling mechanism for this particular broadcast was shut down, so I didn't want anyone to think that I didn't have fans.
Oh.
Forget about it.
No. Well, we have Paul from Orange County.
Here we go.
Here
we
go.
Not a caller. Ah, you spoke too fast.
Yeah, you did.
Ah. Nah. Ollie.
Eric must have fixed it.
Hello? Am I on the show? Am I on the show?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Are you receiving me all right there in Radio Land?
Is this Moe's brother?
Oh, I feel it. Turn off the bass.
Really?
Turn off the bass.
Oh,
turn off the bass, baby.
Steven,
I hear silly people, but I don't see silly people. You're going to have to direct me.
Definitely.
Oh,
so tell us who you are.
I do, silly.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you? Is this the show with the easy way and the pizza and the great-grandson of one of the legendary Stooges? Is that the program I'm on currently?
You are.
Really?
You are.
That's fantastic.
I'm the grandson, and I'm great. I'm the grandson, and I'm a great. I'm not the great-grandson. I'm a great-grandson.
Oh. So you're a grandson who is great. Okay, that's good, because semantics are important. So you're a grandson who is great.
Yes, very great.
Well, that's fantastic. I appreciate your specificity.
Paul, you're funny.
I am. Well, that's the only time I've ever heard that.
I think you should do the I think you should do the radio commercials. He's amazing.
I should. Oh, I don't know about that.
You
I mean, I don't have. I mean, I've had some experience with the radio. People always say I have a face for radio, which I think is a good thing. They always say you're so handsome you could be on radio. I'm not sure if that's an insult or not, but I'm taking it in stride.
You look great.
I do. That's fantastic.
I can hear your good looks over the radio.
That's fantastic. They've actually invented a device that lets you see through phones. Where was I? Is that the new iPhone 10?
Oh, my God.
My goodness. You guys have all the information. I guess that's why people subscribe to YouTube.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
We got to name a pizza after Paul.
After
we
me?
We do. My gosh. We have to. It'll be in connection with Curly's grandson. We'll have to do like a connection thing.
Curly's grandson, who is great.
You can be
Curly
the mini pizza. You'll
I
be
could.
A mini. You'll be an 8-inch mini pizza. You can
oh,
handle
God.
Whatever you want.
I'm so honored. 8 inches. 8 whole inches dedicated to me. How could anybody
pizza.
Be so lucky?
Oh,
well, that's just fantastic.
That's 4 inches
folks.
Than I give my wife.
I didn't expect to be named after a pizza tonight.
So what are you going to name your pizza?
Yeah, so exactly.
Well, something manly. Definitely something manly and robust. How about...
manly and robust?
Yes. How about...
okay, so what would that be?
Let's see. About... You're going to give me a minute. I mean, I'm not very skilled in the ways of pizza acknowledgement and naming. I don't have that degree yet. I'm working towards it. Let's see. How about... Paulectable?
Oh, that
I don't
sounds
know.
Wonderful. It sounds delicious.
So come on.
Really?
What kind of pizza you want?
Oh, that's
it
fantastic.
Create the pizza.
It is. Oh, it is healthy. It's carbohydrate-free as far as I know. I haven't read the ingredients, but I know it's like that.
Ooh.
It's California.
I just think you should hold
like
the asparagus so you don't have to... Hold the asparagus, because you know what asparagus does in the morning.
That's good, because I'm allergic to asparagus. Doesn't agree with me. It likes me, but I don't like it.
I don't care for it either.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Mushrooms and pepperoni are a must, though. I must insist on mushrooms and pepperoni. The two just make such a delightful combination, don't you think?
Perfect. It's perfect. I'm getting very
I'm glad
hungry.
You think it's perfect. I also think it's perfect.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Thank you. What about if we put some testosterone on the pizza? Just sprinkle a little testosterone for the male dog. The male's over 50, so they can
absolutely.
Get vibrant.
That's terrific.
That's
and there's
stuff.
Also there's a testosterone, maybe a little mescaline. Oh wait, no, that's the specialty pizza. Never mind. Forget I said that.
Those are the
special
mushrooms. Mama.
This is turning out to be one stupendous recipe. I think we're really on a roll here. Something good.
We are on a roll.
So, Mr. Peter Paul.
Now, how do we market this? How do we market this to the demographic of 18 and 34? That's the real question here, I think.
That would be a phenomenal thing.
Yes, it
would.
Oh,
well, you gotta just put it's an app. It's not a pizza
Curly,
you eat.
We're gonna call it.
No,
Curly
if you want
Peter.
The demographics of an 18 to 24 year old, you don't eat it. It's just an app, and you text it because that's what.
That's a good point. Perhaps a celebrity endorsement. A celebrity endorsement. Could we get Justin Bieber to sing this? He could sing about the pizza and get everybody really excited about it. And if not him, I don't know. Maybe the Jennifer Hudson could do it. I don't know. Maybe she, I don't know. She seems like a gal who could eat pizza. Why not?
She doesn't eat pizza anymore.
My goodness. Doesn't
she
want to be healthy?
No, she's very healthy these days.
So tell me, guys. So
my goodness.
So when are we going to do
this? Okay, so no Jennifer Hudson. How about Halle Berry? How does she take her pizza? Does she put berries in it?
Oh, Halle Berry. She's one fine gal.
Yes, she does. I hear she likes pizza.
I'd like to see her pizza before the sauce.
Oh, behave you. My goodness, we're on the public radio.
Behave.
Well, most people say I'd like to Halle have berries, but I suppose that works as well.
Mm-hmm. Mongo hungry, Mongo like.
Mongo seems to be very hungry. Very berry hungry.
Very berry hungry.
Yes. Crunch berries.
Ooh, Captain, stop berries. Stop it, Captain.
We do.
Captain,
you know what, guys? Hey, hello? Hello, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? We need to do our celebrity pizza guy recipe.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go.
So we're all going to listen to this.
All right, now listen.
Fantastic.
Okay. We have to finish our show. We got 5 minutes left. And
I don't
mean to push you off, but, you know, forget about it.
We
are so happy that Brad Server came on to our show, Curly's grandson, and made us laugh our butts off.
No kidding. And Paul, thank you
and
for
Paul,
calling in.
You know what? I know you're
forget
part of the show. Forget
That's
about
awesome.
It. So listen, we're going to do Nick's 70 Pizza Guy's recipe right now, and you guys can listen. Here we
go. Absolutely. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? On your mark, get set,
go. I got to get it.
It's all going to make it. Okay.
It's all going to make it. Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. This is pretty soon I'm going to say this is the forget about the recipe of the week. Okay.
All right. This is it.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. That's... You ready? We are going to go with the Hawaiian pizza. Because I know all the Californians love Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, that goes with the surf.
We're going to do a fresh pineapple and Virginia baked ham on a light cream cheese base covered with smoked grounds of mozzarella. And mozzarella cheese topped with coconut, green onions, chives, and decorated with Marciano cherries.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Does that sound awesome or what? See what you do to me, Brad? You tongue-tied me.
No kidding. Well, I think that's a big forget about it. We need to go
now
on
that
to
sounds
our,
awesome.
Now we need to go on to our nutritional fact of the week from me, Penny.
Hey, Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, well, I think they're gone.
Paul?
They're gone. Okay.
You can't ask him a question.
So, anyways, our nutritional fact of the week, because we're down to a few minutes, is that we have a really serious thing going on across the country right now with, unfortunately, cheese. And so Sorgento cheese has a recall right now. And, you know, the most important thing about pizza is getting good cheese. So it's really important that we go to reputable places and we make sure that you buy your cheese in a good place and, you know, that you stay well and that you don't get sick. And so, you know, that's really important. And, you know, the most important thing that you need to understand is that when you go to the store right now, if anybody in the stores hasn't pulled the Sorgento cheese.
There's been people that have been killed.
Yeah. So it's a pretty serious thing. And so we want to make sure that.
There's a recall of 7 cheeses due to potential contamination of Listeria. And the company says no illnesses have been recorded yet,
but
there have been deaths.
And that's in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
And it's a serious infection usually caused by eating crude contaminated with the bacterium Listeria. Be quiet. An estimated 1,600 people get Listeria each year.
Okay.
And
that's
die.
A big forget about it.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it.